You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kevin Claus. If organizers get the record crowd they're expecting for this Saturday's Pride Parade and Festival, they say it's an indication of how far the community has come. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on how realities are changing for gay, lesbian, transgender, and other residents.
Pride Festival organizer Sam Castleberry is on the board of CNY Pride. He says the festival is a time to celebrate the LGBT community in a comfortable and supportive way.
I'm getting calls from the parents of 16-year-olds saying, hey, my son or daughter or child has just come out as trans or come out as LGBT, and I'd like to bring them to the Pride Festival, which really shows you how much things have changed. I think that the parade is the chance to see how supportive members of our community are.
At the same time, Castleberry says you can't get past the political overtones. He notes it's the 50th anniversary year of the Stonewall riots that started the gay rights movement, and the celebration makes a statement.
Back in the 80s, when there was a Pride parade, a lot of the members of CNY Pride had paper bags and masks over their faces. And the reason was because those who chose to do that knew that they would probably be fired from their jobs if it were known that they were participating in the Pride Festival. I don't think you'll see anybody with paper bags over their head this year.
Still, it's not too distant history when things were much different in Syracuse.
Is it just a big party? And the answer is no, it's not just a big party. It's a way of saying we are still here and recognizing that just as quickly as we can gain our rights, they can be taken away by executive fiat, by a vote in the House or the Senate. So, yeah, we're still here, and yes, we're celebrating, but to celebrate is also, I think, to be making a political statement about our presence in the community.
In fact, Castleberry says signs of growth for the festival include more than a dozen more vendors, as well as churches, politicians, hospitals, and others marching in the parade. He also notes numerous corporate sponsors no longer worried about any backlash from supporting the LGBTQ community. The Pride Parade starts at noon on Bear Street. The festival, with music, food, vendors, activities for youth, and services for the deaf, runs 1 to 5 p.m. in the Syracuse Inner Harbor. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Once again, the CNY Pride Parade and Festival is this Saturday in Syracuse's Inner Harbor. More information at cnypride.org. You can find more on this and other local news stories by visiting our website, WAER.org.